Good morning and welcome and happy St. Patrick's Day to you. This is Mari Cleveland and you usually know me at this hour with Shelter and Peace, but this morning we are having our Quest Pledge Drive. As you know, if you have been listening, we are so happy to be with you. We are so excited that it is also the Irish Day. We got the luck of the Irish with us and we are starting on day, hour nine of our Pledge Drive. I have in studio with me... And this is so wonderful. I kind of a take back in time. I have with me Janice Givens.
Janice Murphy Givens.
Janice Murphy. We got to say the Irish surname, Janice Murphy Givens. And it's so wonderful. And I'll explain in just a minute why it's so wonderful to have Janice back with us. And of course, we also have our wonderful production manager, engineer, woman who does everything, Rachel Miller.
Woo! The crowd roars.
Hi, everyone.
There you go. And Rachel is also a Murphy. Just saying. Okay. Just saying.
I can kind of take credit for her.
You can.
I'm her godmother.
That's awesome.
This and is confirmation my, sponsor
and confirmation
over there.
Sponsor. This is my niece. And can I just stop for 1 second and say, wow.
Yes.
You are doing such a great job, Rachel. I ran in here and I didn't even say hello or give you a hug. And I just want to tell you publicly, I am so proud of you. You just are knocking it out of the park. Who knew? You're just pulling it from somewhere inside of you, and the Holy Spirit is just coming through you, and thank you for being you.
Well, thank you. I have to say this is 100% God, because anybody who's listening and knows me will say, actually, I'll tell you, Kathy Schneider was here yesterday, and she said, is that Rachel who speaks 10 words?
That's
so
right.
The Holy Spirit is very good,
right.
Because it's all Him.
It is always all Him, and it has been amazing. It's been wonderful to watch. And I think it's also just an affirmation, honestly, that if you come here with any kind of gift, God is going to magnify it. And Rachel, we got to watch you. We've watched you bloom here. It's been beautiful. It's been amazing. Yeah.
Amen.
And God knows we need it. We need all of your gifts,
that's
right?
For sure.
So we're going to start by actually opening in prayer and asking Him for His blessing on us. I forgot my Irish surname, though. Okay. So my great grandmother was Annie Ellen O'Toole.
Oh.
And apparently I have her nose. So does that count?
Yes. That's awesome.
But we're going to start with an Irish blessing since it is St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
And this is how God works. Janice and I were both looking things up and we both prod up the same Irish prayer. Mm-hmm. So St. Patrick's breastplate, which is actually a very long prayer. So we've pulled out just a couple of snippets that we like of it. So we're going to pray that. So I'll start it and Janice will bring it to home for us. So in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for all of your many saints. And today we thank you for St. Patrick and for this beautiful prayer of his. I rise today with the power of God to pilot me, God's strength to sustain me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look ahead for me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to protect me, God's way before me, God's shield to defend me, God's host to deliver me from the snares of devils, from evil temptations, from nature's failings, from all who wish to harm me far or near, alone and in a crowd.
Sorry. Christ be with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lay down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every ear that sees me, and Christ in every ear that hears me. St. Patrick, we just call on you to be to intercede for us this hour. And there's an empty mic over there, St. Patrick, so you can have that one. And thank you for being here with us. And we just ask not only your blessing upon this station, but all the saints and angels. And Jesus and Mary, we also bless and ask you to bless us, continue to bless this wonderful station that is such a mouthpiece for all of your joy and your hope and your wisdom. And we ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, such a beautiful blessing. And, you know, I love the ending part with Christ is everything, right?
Yes.
And that's what the station is all about. The station is to bring Jesus to you. I mean, that's essentially it. We just want to help encourage and inspire you to walk your beautiful Catholic faith alongside us. And so we're going to be talking today, if you know, You know that Shelter in Peace has been around for almost a year now, but we have been Holy Spirit inspired to take us in a slightly new direction. So we're going to tell you about that today. But before we tell you about that, I do want to stop and just say, okay, what's our goal for this hour?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we've got a big goal this hour.
Right.
We've got some big personalities in studio, so please call and support Mari and Janice. So this hour, our goal is to have 30 donors.
Wow.
All right, 30
yes.
people.
Sorry.
Come on and call in. And we actually have a big match this hour as well. Our matching gift this hour is
$2,500. Wow, that's awesome.
So thank you to our generous donor who sent
amazing.
In that matching gift. But guys, that means you can call in and let your dollar go even further. So please, 30 people or more, 30
yes.
people, go on and call in. Start calling right now, 470-508-1160.
Awesome. That
wow.
is great.
We can do this. Oh, not we can. The Holy Spirit and St. Patrick.
There
hey, come
you
on,
go.
St. Patrick. Pull it out there.
I know. Janice, you guys didn't see her, but she actually danced the Irish jig as we got started. So we've got all things going for us right now. I'm in a boot at the moment, so I can't dance an Irish jig. That's another story. But anyway, the reason we're actually asking for these 30 people to call in is because we would love for you to be family keepers. And we're going to explain a little bit more later why we want you to be a family keeper and what a family keeper is. But essentially, when you call in, we want you to be people who are going to provide for the station, obviously financially, donate to the Quest so that we can continue to bring you live shows and local shows, but also so that you can pray for us, because mm-hmm. we need prayer and all families need prayer. So family keepers are those people who are willing to pray for marriages and families. And, you know, you're a family, whether you have a husband or a wife or a child or not, you're a family. You are part of a family. You're part of the family of God, and you're part of a family. So we would love for you to call in and be some of our people who are willing to give us prayer support for that. So we'll tell you more about that shortly as well. Welcome, Janice. It's so cool because, and the reason this is so cool is because our listeners, some our devoted longtime listeners may remember that about a year ago this time, as we were entering into the pandemic, the Holy Spirit really touched the heart of both Carol and Steph, who kind of are our leaders here at the station. And they said, you know what, we want our listeners to know during this shutdown, while everybody is sheltering in place, we want them to know that we are thinking about them, that we are praying for them, that we are here for them. And that mm-hmm. is what AM 1160 The Quest does. We are here to encourage you and to pray for you. Actually, even right now during our pledge drive, we have got Adoration Guardians in the chapel right now praying for your prayer requests. So when you do call in, ask for a prayer request.
Yes.
It will go into the Adoration Chapel right now. It will be actively prayed for right now. And then we keep a book in there. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm in that Adoration Chapel, there is a book. And it's been started since the beginning of this station.
Mm-hmm.
All those prayers are written there. They sit right underneath this beautiful statue of Mary.
Yes.
And they are prayed for consistently and regularly. So ask for your prayer request. But that's what we did. And so we had volunteers call 1,200.
Yeah.
1,200 listeners.
That was the first thing. And I think they called more. So I think they called, you know, thousands of people anybody who had called in and given us their number at any point.
Yeah.
We called and checked on them.
Isn't that amazing?
Somebody called and said, how are you doing? And how can we pray for you?
Exactly. Exactly.
Amazing.
And so Steph and Carol asked Janice and me, they said, would you guys be willing to do a show just maybe once, maybe twice, and pray for our prayer requests and for our listeners and maybe add some stuff, because it was Holy Week when we finally got started. So we brainstormed and said, well, the show has to have a name, right? Mm-hmm. And so we all brainstormed and we said, well, everybody's sheltering in place. This needs to be Shelter in Peace.
Yes.
And that's what happened. And so we started, and Janice, it's so funny. I still remember that first day. We were like, I think we were both talking so fast.
I know. Yes, I had a little card that said slow down, an index card.
And we were so excited, and we kept thinking, oh, we want to share this, and we want to talk about this, and we had so much we wanted to share, and we thought we were going to have to pack it all into one show. So,
yeah.
And we also had an awesome guest, because Janice said, we need to have a guest for a show if we're going to do this too. And so Greg Willits was our very first guest, who leads the Rosary
Army,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, so awesome. All about prayers. Well, and he was our first guest, and at the very end of the show, literally the mics went down and the door flung open, and Steph and Carol came running in. They went, that was awesome, can you do it again next week? And so we did. So Janice and I got to do it 3 weeks in a row, and then God called you to other amazing work for his kingdom, as he often does. And they said, Mari, would you continue? And I said, I think I'm supposed to say yes. I'm not sure how or what's going to happen. And God brought me amazing person after amazing person to co-host with me. It was so amazingly cool.
It's totally a Holy Spirit thing. And you know, and I guess people know this. I don't know if they know this, but this is an entirely volunteer operation here. And so, and it's just, I mean, everybody here is just giving their time. And so it's this beautiful place where people are coming from all over the diocese, some Catholic, some not. Mm-hmm. And they're just coming here and offering whatever gift they have. And you, who knew, Mari, that you had this gift, but you've kept up, you know, week after week, all of these weeks, and just brought so much inspiration and prayers and hope. Because, man, that's what we need right now is hope.
It's hope. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And you're right. It was so funny because somebody said, well, how much experience have you and Janice had on the radio? We're like, a zero. Yeah. That would be zero.
Zero. Hey, speaking of zero, our phone number to call in, because I just looked down, there's a whole bunch of zeros right in front of me there. So the call-in number is 470-508-1160.
There you go.
So 470-508-1160. So please give us a call, because we really do want your prayers, and we want you to be a part of a really special team that we're going to talk about in a minute. But it's really, really exciting, and you're going to want to be a part of this. So go ahead and call in now, because it's going to be hard to get through later.
That's true. The phone lines are probably very busy, so you better just be patient, but it's okay. We want your pledge, so that's great.
It's already looking like it's hard to get through, so keep calling. But why don't I give us a brief update? We've already got some donors popping in. So thank you to Sarah N. from Atlanta, Tom and Kelly S. from Dunwoody, in honor of Jerry and Carol. Mary C. in Roswell, in honor of her mother. Kathy and Chris M., and their note is Family Keeper, which we'll talk more about. Angela B. from Roswell also says Family Keeper.
Oh, yes.
Amy P. from Marietta. This is for Mari. And guys, this is very impressive. We're only 12 minutes in, and two of our donors, Tom and Kelly S., and Kathy and Chris M., are leadership givers. Now, a leadership giver, for those of you who haven't been listening to the first 8 hours, is somebody who donates $1,000 or more.
What?
And that means we get to ring a bell twice.
So, oh my gosh.
I'll ring it. And now you get to ring it.
Go for it.
Okay.
Wow.
So thank you so much to all of our donors. You guys are incredible. Please keep calling.
Wow. I just have to say, I knew this was going to be really, really powerful, because I'm just going to share something. So this morning I woke up with a massive migraine, and I am currently still in that migraine, pushing through, because I'm just totally empty and I'm letting God just do whatever he wants. But when I was waking up with all of that feeling, I just kept saying, okay, God, I'm going to go number by number. And I started numbering off 40, because 40 is the number we're looking for. And so I would pray, I would offer up the pain, you know, for, okay, person number, or team number one, team number two. And I went through it all. And I just knew, in fact, my daughter was like, can somebody else do this for you? Because you can't go in. She had to drive me here. But I knew that God was just emptying me, because he was going to fill up a space. He was going to fill this place, and he was going to fill this hour, and he was going to fill this special thing we're going to announce, because he's all behind it, and we really need a powerful intercessory team. And I knew it was going to be powerful just based on the amount of pain I had this morning.
Yes. You know, and that's so, it's so beautiful that Jesus offers us that opportunity to come into his suffering.
Yeah.
Somebody said at one point, his suffering on the cross was the most intimate invitation to love that we can ever experience. And so I'm so sad that you're suffering this morning, but I also know that you are, of all people, you join it to God, and you let him use it for whatever purpose. And so we're going to ring the bell over on our side of the table, Rachel, so that poor Janice doesn't fall out of her chair over there. But, you know, Janice mentioned 40, and a couple of things. One is, so Shelter and Peace ran for 40 straight shows, you know, and if you know the Bible, you know that 40 is the
big time
number. And so we also were looking for 40 couples, 40 families to become family keepers. We already got 10 right before we got on the air. And so that's why we're saying 30 more of you calling in to become family keepers with us, which would be awesome. I want to share real briefly about Shelter and Peace too, because what happened with Shelter and Peace, as I said, is we had so many beautiful people come in, and you can go back and you can listen to all of our Shelter and Peace episodes.
Yes.
They're all podcasted, so you can go back in, and you can go
get the app.
Yes, on the app. I love the app, and it's so easy if you use the app. And I also learned the word hamburger from when I use the app. So when you open you'd go to the app store and look up Quest Atlanta. And Quest Atlanta, Once you download that app, you go up to the hamburger in the upper left corner. And when you open that, you'll see some options. And one of those options is programs on demand. And when you open that, you can see all the different programs that we've got pre-recorded information, or we've got information for, and podcasts. And so Shelter and Peace is one of those under local shows, Shelter and Peace, and you'll see all of them.
Yeah,
and
it's like three clicks, you know, hamburger, programs, local shows, and then there it is.
There you go. There you can get to it. Exactly. And so one of the reasons I mentioned that is because you may want to go back and listen. We've got so after Janice left, God just totally delivered within days, because it was the very next week we went live. He delivered Josh Harris, and Josh had been our second guest on the show. He had been amazing. Our second or third guest on the show. He had been amazing.
Yeah.
He's a young comedian, young Catholic comedian who's just done, he does amazing
single.
Work with the pro-life. Does amazing work with the pro-life movement. And yes. So if you want to, you can go back and listen to a clip of Josh. Listen to his story. Actually, his story was on April 15th, 2020 was his story. But here is a clip that Rachel has for us about Josh and I talking about him coming on to Shelter and Peace and his experience here.
Oh, wow.
Good morning. This is Mari Cleveland, and I am the co-host for Shelter in Peace, and we are excited to be here. I'm here with two of my co-hosts from this past year. I've got Josh Harris, and I've got Ann Satilli with me. Good morning, guys.
I'm so blessed to be here. Thank you so much.
We're glad to be here. And this is so fun for us to get together, because it's been a while since we've been in studio together. And we were asked to just share a few minutes with our listeners about what it's like to volunteer at the Quest and be part of the Quest family. And so one thing I will tell you, if you come to volunteer at the Quest, you have a great opportunity to use whatever God-given gifts you have, whatever passions you have. And that's what happened with me. I love to pray and to share my faith with people. And so at the beginning of the pandemic, last April of 2020, I was asked to put on the air a show just for one or two times, I think the idea was, to pray for our listeners. That was it. Well, that one or two times turned into 41 different shows over the following year.
Wow.
So God might also stretch you and encourage you to do new things. So it was an amazing experience. And so we have Shelter in Peace now as one of our very first local radio shows. And one of the biggest blessings for me was getting a chance to meet wonderful people. So Josh, you were actually our second guest on our show when we started last April. And so got to meet you. And then God just ordained it that you would come aboard and become my co-host, which was such an incredible opportunity for me to learn more about you and some of your passions. And I would love for you to share with our listeners some of the blessings that came for you in this experience.
Oh, it's been wonderful. I mean, I think, as you know, our faith is really a infinite well of wisdom. And so to keep growing and growing deeper, you know, as a result of this incredible station, and then to be in the mothership, you know, helping to pilot this thing with incredible people like yourself, really helped me deepen my Catholic roots, and as well as get involved in our incredible community. And I say it, you know, this radio station for me was like mobile catechesis, because I was about, what, I think a year or so out of, within my first year of RCIA when this amazing station came on the airwaves. And it really showed me just how to fall even more in love with our faith, as well as defend it, which is so critical, you know. So it was a privilege getting to co-host with you. I got to meet some amazing people, including a really special experience with Father John Klein, amazing legionary. We've become fast friends. I've been meeting him regularly for spiritual direction, and we've even gotten to collaborate on some music together. So, you know, I think that this place is so beautiful because it helped me just deepen so many special relationships within the Catholic community, but most importantly, my relationship with God and our Blessed Mother. So
that is awesome. Wasn't that a beautiful clip from Josh?
Oh, I love hearing his voice, and his personality and just his spirit just comes through. He's so in love with God.
He is.
And you just can't help falling more in love with God when you're around him. It's wonderful.
It is. And so you can actually go back and listen. There's 3 months worth of podcast of Josh right there on where we told you to go. You can go there. And he is a comedian.
So he's
made
so funny.
So funny. Yeah, my husband was like, he was my favorite. I'm like, so you didn't like me so much? No, not really. I liked him a lot.
I know. When I'd be on, I'm like, hey, "Hey, Rich, did you listen in?" He goes, "Oh, was that today?"
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. We're going to talk about our marriages in a few minutes. We'll do that. But I do want to mention real quick too, Josh made a joke about a car. I do have to say, this is so funny. Our volunteers and our listeners are so passionate about the quest. We hope that each of you out there listening right now is as well. We've got Tony, who was on First Hour this morning with Steph. He actually has a van driving around 285 right now.
Wow.
And it's this big van, and on either side of the van are huge banners that say, "Seek His Kingdom."
What?
Because that's our pledge drive to encourage people to call into the pledge drive.
Wow.
Today. So if you are driving around 285 out there in this nasty
honk
weather,
for Jesus.
First of all, be safe. Yeah, honk for Jesus and look for Tony's van.
Wow.
But we are so excited to hear an update from Rachel, because I think we've got more people who've already called in.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I think we left off with Amy P. from Marietta. So we also have Ruthie E. from Roswell, from Mari.
Oh.
Let's see. Christian S. from Woodstock. It says family keeper with this note.
Yeah.
And Stephanie T., monthly donor. Do you know what we do when we get a monthly donor?
We ring the bell.
Yes.
Yay.
Exactly. All right. So thank you to all of our donors. Please keep calling. That number again is 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com.
And download that app. I mean, that's what I listen to. I don't know. I live near Holker Bridge. So, going under the wires there, it's always yucky in the car. But I just put it on the app and put it on that. You know, my millennial daughter knows how to plug the thing in the car or whatever.
Exactly.
So you plug it into the audio and then you can hear it, whatever. But the app.
And that's what I tell people too. That's what I'll do, because it kind of goes in and out depending on where I am in Atlanta, because we're so wired and all the rest of it. And I just plug I always forget the name of it too,
I
right?
know.
I just plug
it's
it
an
into
aux
my
cord.
Thank you.
Thank you, millennial, or whatever you are, right? But our aux cord, plug your aux cord in, and then it's like it's coming through your radio, but it's through your phone. So it's
and
easy.
The great, I mean, I was in Tampa the whole month of January, 38 days, and I got to listen to the Quest through the app. So it's you can take it with you anywhere, any country or anything. You just click on it.
Right. The very first pledge drive I was on, which was October of 2018 for the Quest, my dad was traveling and doing part of the Camino. And he was in Portugal.
Wow. I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah, and he called in, didn't he?
He called in from Portugal during our pledge drive, and he was listening to the Quest on his computer at his hotel. Isn't that awesome?
So let's see. Let's find out who can be the one that calls in from the furthest hour. Like, because I know that, I remember there was some country that we kept getting a lot earlier on, a lot of web hits from. I forget what country. It was bizarre.
It was Central America, was it?
Something. So somebody out there is listening really, really far away, and we want you to be a part of our Family Keepers, which you still don't even know what it is yet, but you're gonna want to be a part. So just call in and say, I don't even know what, but I'm God. The Holy Spirit will put it on your heart. So someone call in from really far away. That'll be cool to see.
That will be awesome. Okay, we're gonna tell you about Family Keepers and our new show, The Family Root. Say what it was. The new show in just a minute. But first, I want to play one more clip, because after Josh had to go back to being a comedian again, not for us anymore, right? I got another wonderful co-host, Ann Satilli, and so this next clip is about Ann and how she came in to volunteer at the Quest and what happened with her experience being a co-host here on Shelter in Peace as well.
Wow.
And Josh, I know you had to leave us to continue to do all the amazing work you're doing out there, especially a lot of your pro-life work, which was awesome. And so then God blessed me again, and he brought me you, Anne. So I'd love for our listeners to hear more about you and getting your involvement, getting it started with us here at the radio station.
Right. Well, I was at home, sheltering like everyone else. I'm trying to figure out how to be Mary instead of Martha. I was always doing. Yeah. And it was time to just get down on my knees. And one of the blessings of co-hosting with you, Mari, is the time and the preparation that we had together, and really going deeper into scripture and praying together. And I had just moved here recently. I lived here 20 years ago in the Archdiocese and worked here in ministry, and then moved to Charleston and had been there for a very long time and had just come back during a pandemic. It's hard to reconnect with people.
Yeah.
And so this opportunity was such a blessing for me. Mm-hmm. And just to see the richness of faith, spirituality, and heart knowledge and head knowledge that we have in this archdiocese. Mm-hmm. You know, we had such incredible guests on the show, you know, priests that have been around forever. Yep. And then we had brand new priests, you know, Father Paul Porter, and yep. he grew up in the archdiocese. And just, I was just reminded of just the deposit of faith that's here mm-hmm. in Atlanta. And it was a homecoming for me.
That is beautiful. That's wonderful. You know, and so listeners, we just invite you to continue to listen, to tune in, to come and volunteer, to support Catholic Radio, because we do have this great opportunity to grow in our faith. And that's what the three of us got to do. We got to continue to grow in our faith and build community. And that's what we want for each one of you. And so we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for continuing to just be part of the Quest family.
Amen.
So once again, just a wonderful opportunity to hear from one of our volunteers.
Mari, that must just make you feel so warm to see what your yes did.
Well, and your yes too, right? We both said yes together.
Well, I said yes, but then I headed out the door.
Well, you had more yeses to go take care of. But it is, you know, and isn't that so true? If we say yes to God, he does amazing things. And so he did. He brought so many wonderful, not only Josh and Anne, we also had Thomas Clements, who was a co-host for a while as well. But he, like Anne and Josh both said, we had amazing priests. We got so many amazing guests we got to hear from. So listeners, you can go back and you can once again look and listen to all of those. And the reason we're encouraging you to go back in time is because coming up within the next few weeks, we'll be launching a brand new show. And we are going to tell you on the other side of the break the name of the show and what's going on with the show and how we came up with the show and how you can be a part of it. So, but once again, remember, please, to call in and give your donation to 470-508-1160. We are at about $80,000 of our $120,000 goal. So 125,000, right? 125,000. So about, we've got about 45,000 come in, but it was matched by people, generous donors. Okay. And so we're at about $80,000, but we need 125,000, and we're about halfway through the pledge drive. So please call in. We know we can make it or even break it.
Hey, I think somebody needs to create a little jingle on the phone number because we use it every pledge drive. So somebody out there who is good at that, come up with some kind of little, you know, way that we say it.
470-508-1160.
There you go.
That's not my gift.
So if it's your gift, call in.
Exactly. We'll see you right on the other side of this break.
I'm Lou Jankowski from St. Peter Chanel Catholic Church in Roswell, Georgia. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest.
Please join us in the Infant of Prague Novena prayer for the success of our Seek His Kingdom pledge drive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, who has said, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened." Through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I knock, I seek, I ask that my prayer be granted for the success of our Seek His Kingdom pledge drive. O Jesus, who has said, "All that you ask of the Father in my name, he will grant you." Through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I humbly and urgently ask your Father in your name that my prayer will be granted for the success of our Seek His Kingdom pledge drive. O Jesus, who has said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away," through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I feel confident that my prayer will be granted for the success of our Seek His Kingdom pledge drive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In today's world, cybersecurity is critical for your business. Award-winning VerseBright provides solutions to protect your company from hackers. For protection now, see VerseBright.com. That's VerseBright.com. The Quest thanks VerseBright for their support.
Let us offer a prayer of thanksgiving for the priests serving in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Eternal God, we thank you for the blessings of our priests who represent you on this earth. Make them more greatly aware of the grace that you pour out through them as they minister the sacraments, and help them to fall more deeply in love with you after each and every Mass that is celebrated. Please strengthen them so that they may lovingly and courageously shepherd your flock. May we support the priests in the Diocese of Atlanta by offering them kind words, deeds, and assistance. We thank you, God, for the gift of your priests. Allow them to remain an example of your truth and a guide to all those he has entrusted to serve. We ask these things of you, our Lord, our eternal priest. Amen.
Do you have a friend or family member who's seeking to grow in spirituality? Know someone who's fallen away from their faith? Why not invite them to listen to AM 1160 The Quest? We offer a wide variety of the most prominent voices on Catholic radio. Inviting a friend has never been easier. Now there are four great ways to listen to The Quest. On your radio at AM 1160, online at thequestatlanta.com, on your smart speaker, and on the Quest Atlanta app. Please invite a friend to listen to AM 1160 The Quest today.
So welcome back to Shelter in Peace, and more importantly to the Quest Atlanta Pledge Drive for spring 2021. We are dancing jigs here in the studio, which is awesome. We all have our green, whether it's a green necklace or whatever, green underwear or whatever it might be, right? We got our green going. And so we're going to actually start this hour with a Irish joke. Ooh. Do you want to do that? Oh, wait, no, we're not going to start with an Irish joke. We're going to actually start. We're going to start actually with telling you about our new radio show. So as you guys know, we've been talking the first half about Shelter in Peace. It was a wonderful blessing in so many ways, blessed so many of us in so many ways, but we're not sheltering anymore. We do not need to be sheltering anymore. And so
freedom.
We've got freedom. We've got freedom, and we want to keep freedom. And so God just really laid it on my heart and a few other people who were praying with me that we needed a show that was going to be very specific and targeted, because God wants some specific things to happen. And so our new show, I feel like I need a drum roll or something like that. There we go. Our new show is going to be called The Family Room.
Yay.
The Family Room, because
I love that name.
Yes, because God's kingdom begins at home.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so the family room, if you can imagine, what does it feel like to be in a family room? It's this warm, wonderful, comfortable place, but it's also the heart of a family.
Yes.
It's where we come together. It's where we make some of our best memories. It's where we have wonderful laughter, where it's also maybe where we have some tears and some struggles and some challenges. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to be inviting you to do, because just as we offered hope and encouragement and an opportunity to grow in your faith in with Shelter in Peace, we also want to offer hope and encouragement and help you grow as in your marriages and families. And we all know that the family is under attack right now. And so we know that we need to be doing things to protect it and to grow it. And so we'll tell you more about that. But I think Rachel has an update you want to share.
Yes. Yeah, so while we're talking about families, this has come in at just the right time, because we're getting an emergency prayer request. Wow. So there's a supporter of the Quest who's asking for emergency prayers for her 7-year-old grandson. Oh. He's in extreme pain and can't walk. So they are in the emergency room right now. So if you're listening, please pray for this 7-year-old grandson. And Janice and Mari, would one of you say a prayer that we can all join in?
Yes. We would be glad to. Do we have the name of his name?
We don't have his name.
Okay, but God knows his name.
Yeah. Name the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just bring you this boy. We bring you this young boy, Lord, 7 years old. He probably doesn't even know what's going on in a lot of ways, Lord. So we just lift him up to you, because we know that you are the ultimate healer. You're the ultimate physician. So Heavenly Father, we just lift him up, and we ask the angels to surround. We would like 25 angels to surround him and to block pain, to block the pain. But Lord, we also know that your will, we want your will to be done. So we totally surrender. We totally surrender and give you this young boy. But we also ask you to use this pain to build up your kingdom, but to alleviate him from the pain, if it be your will. Lord, we come to you as a little child and just tug on your, what's that thing, tunic. And we just say, Lord, 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 please, please, please heal him. Just like the woman who grabbed your tunic, you know, who was had lots of issues. We just tug on your tunic and we ask you to just please, Lord, please come down right now and heal this boy. Lord, we just we just beg you, we beg you as a body of Christ, as the larger listener, all of these people, Lord, we're all joining our prayers in this one moment to just alleviate the pain. And Lord, we just know that you're going to use this for some kind of miracle. So we look forward to seeing how it's going to be resolved. And we look forward to seeing the plans that you have made, Jeremiah 29:11, for this young boy. Because Lord, we know that the plans are full of hope and full of joy. So we look forward to watching those unfold. And we ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Jesus, just so we know, we just heard that that little boy's name is Benjamin.
Ah,
Benjamin. Benjamin. Yeah. So one of the tribes, Benjamin. One of the 12 tribes, Benjamin. One of the beautiful sons of Israel. So Lord, we lift up Benjamin right now. And I just feel like this was totally divine intervention, because Janice, that's how we started. We started the show praying right. for our listeners. So Lord, I'm actually getting a little teary thinking that you gave us this opportunity to pray for Benjamin right now. So Lord, all you beautiful, wonderful, holy listeners out there, just continue to pray for Benjamin and for his grandparents
And can I please pray too for Reardon, another boy that we've been praying for a long time,
So we'll pray for Reardon. Reardon just passed away from a brain tumor, and he is actually being put to rest today. So we just pray for just a hedge of protection around him. We pray for the repose of Reardon's soul. Yes, we pray for his parents and for all those who love Reardon. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for Reardon's life. He had beautiful 10 years here on earth, and we know that he touched so many people. Lord, we know that you used him for your good, for glory. That you had given him amazing gifts to use. And so, Lord, we just ask for comfort and protection for his family right now, and just healing for whatever sadness and sorrow they may be facing. And we thank you, Lord, that Reardon is with you.
Yes, Lord.
In glory. He is standing in the full light of your presence, Lord, that Amen. He is no longer in pain.
Amen.
That he's feeling amazing unconditional love, that he's feeling the joy of the Lord, that he is standing in the light of your presence, Lord, at the foot of your throne, Amen. And he is able to intercede for those of his loved ones here on earth, Lord, especially those who may need you to be in their lives in deeper and richer ways. And we just thank you for the gift of Reardon.
Yes, Lord. And for the gift of family. So, amen. And, you know, I'm just so excited because, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Because even though you don't know people, there are, you know, we keep talking about these 40 family keepers. The 40 is actually 2 by 2, so it's going to be 80, at least 80 people. And we're going to launch an opportunity to join together with 80 plus people that you might not ever see, you might not ever know. We do a rosary call on Wednesday nights, and there's people I've never seen, but you just grow as we intercede together. So I'm so excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And so So that's why we've asked overall for 40 families to come together, 40 couples, 40 families, whatever it might be, to be family keepers with us. Because as we prayed about what we wanted to do, we kept coming back to the fact that the family is under attack. Mm-hmm. Families and marriages are under attack. You all know that. You're seeing that. You're experiencing that. And there were some profound quotes that I read that really were instrumental in this decision as well. And there was one beautiful quote that talked about in the letter to families that Pope St. John Paul II wrote, and he wrote this 26 years ago, his letter to families, and he truly identified the family as the pathway to holiness.
Amen.
That it was, he said specifically, the history of mankind, the history of salvation passes by way of the family. And so he said, you know, it's the family that's really placed at the heart of the great struggle between good and evil.
Yes.
Between life and death, between love and all that's opposed to love. And so that's what we want to stand for here at The Quest. We stand for families, and we stand for just the protection and the growth and the strengthening and the equipping of marriages and families. And that's what this new show is going to be about. And so we do want prayer warriors, and that's what we're asking for, 40 family keepers. And family keepers, what you will do, as Janice just said, you're going to pray for each other and pray for the station, pray for the show, the family room, and you will be invited to pick a 9 days or pick a date, and we'll try to get your date within the 9-day novena. We'll send you a novena. We'll email it to you and let you know what the novena says, and you're going to pray for 9 days together as a couple or a family for everybody else on the list. So 9 days of the year, you pray for them, and guess what? All the other days of the year, the 356
Don't do math.
Days or so, I know. Depends on if it's the leap year or not, so I get to fudge a little bit. they will be praying for you. So they will be praying for you. And if you would like to also make a donation for the quest, we would love that as well, because obviously that your donations is what keeps this on the air. We also have Janice and her family did a beautiful job, especially during the pandemic, of creating blessing bags.
Yes.
You want to tell us about blessing bags, Janice, and kind of what your experience with blessing bags were?
Sure. You know, God just really put it on our heart during the shutdown and all that stuff. That we needed really to share sacramentals. We love mm-hmm. sacramentals in our family. Sacramentals are those visible signs like holy water and exercised salt and blessed candles, prayer cards, rosaries. So we decided to put together these blessing bags that would have a lot of those things in it, and also a little prayer card with some prayers. And my website, gofishoutreach.com, we put some different prayers on there and resources on there. Mm-hmm. And we asked people to do five things with these blessing bags. One, to create, which is ironic, to create a spot in your house, which probably is the family room, because that's the heart mm-hmm. of our home. Create a spot in your home that your family's going to come together. Second, we said come together at least, you know, 10 minutes a day, a couple times a week or whatever. Come together and pray. And then we shared about these sacramentals and how to use them to bless your house and things like that. So we put in a bag, it had holy water, it had exercise salt, it had blessed candles, the rosary, prayer cards, this sheet. What else do we have in there, Grace? I think that was about it. And we put them in little Ziploc bags, and we gave out over 500 off of our front
porch.
Isn't
that amazing? Off your front porch. Isn't that amazing?
People would come up. It was like a drive-by. One man even didn't even come up. We're like, are you going to come up? And say, and he's like, my wife sent me over here to pick up 10. And I'm like, okay.
He tossed them into his open window.
Yeah. And he pulled back out. Yeah. So we're going to create more blessing bags because we would go and buy mass quantities of salt and water and then have them blessed. I'd actually had them in my trunk. And one time one of the priests, we went pulled up to the parish and opened the back trunk and he blessed it all and then came back home. So we're going to make up tons of blessing bags. So every family, we say the word family, but family could be like a single person and their sister or a mother and a daughter or, you know, any two people.
Yeah, I've got a beautiful friend, she and her cousin.
Exactly.
Kind of, they're the family.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to make these blessing bags and people can come pick them up here at the station, because then you can see the beautiful, the family room of the station is the Adoration Chapel.
Adoration Chapel, yeah.
Which is stunning.
It is.
And it's so peaceful. So you got to come and experience that too.
Exactly. So if you would like to be a family keeper, we invite you to do that. Please call in to 470-508-1160. So that number again is 470-508-1160. And I know God is all over this already, yeah. Janice, because you told me this morning that somebody just out of the blue gave you 40 rosaries.
Yeah.
40 yeah. rosaries. Yeah. We needed 40 for the new 40 blessing bags mm-hmm. for our new 40 family keepers, yeah. right? So amazing. So amazing. You know, and so a couple more things about the family room real quick. One is, you know, when Janice and I were talking about, okay, we want these people to be praying for us. We want them to be interceding for the station and for the show. We said, well, what should we call them? And we both kept getting the image of the family needs to be protected. The family needs to be this, the hedge of protection around the family, kind of almost like a moat around mm-hmm. a castle. Then we started to see a castle. And then we realized, okay, hold on. The pledge drive is called Seek His Kingdom. Our subtitle for our new show, The Family Room, because the kingdom of God begins at home. So it's all about kingdom. Seek His kingdom, the kingdom of God. And so what is this? What is in the middle of a kingdom? And so in the old days, in the middle of a kingdom was the keep. And the keep was in the middle of the castle.
Wow.
And it was where people were kept safe in the middle of the castle. And so that's what we said. The family room is the keep. It's our modern day keep. And that's where we keep people safe. And that's what we're asking you guys to do, to become prayer warriors for us as we all do that. There was also a quote a friend just shared with me by St. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta. And she was talking about that there's much suffering today from the lack of peace in family mm-hmm. and how important it is for us to recognize that. And here's from Mother Teresa, one of her books. She says, today there's so much trouble in the world, and I think that much of it begins at home. The world is suffering so much because there is no peace. There is no peace because there is no peace in the family. And we have so many thousands and thousands of broken homes.
Yeah.
We must make our homes centers of compassion and forgive endlessly and so bring peace.
You know, that is so true. And the family is where you work out your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we get married, my husband is responsible for praying me into heaven and I'm responsible for praying him into heaven. And so that's a place where you really,
you really just, it's messy. It's not ever mm-hmm. always good. And it's a little bit, hard, but that's also where you just get that, you learn to be, you learn salvation. So I do have an Irish joke here, kind of relating to that. It says, Grandma, how long have you and Grandpa been married? Asked young Colleen O'Flanagan. 50 years, replied Grandma. Murphy. That's interesting. Okay, Grandma Murphy. That's brilliant, exclaimed Colleen. And I bet in all that time you never once thought about divorce, right? Right, Colleen. Never divorce. Murder? Yes. Never divorce.
Isn't that awesome? You know what? I think that I heard that Ruth, that Billy Graham's wife said that as well.
Oh, really?
One time. But somebody asked her, have you ever thought about divorcing Billy Graham? She said, no. Well, murdering him?
Yes. But, but and our family room is definitely the hub of our home. And we, in 08, a man who was, I think he had 8 kids, said that he prayed the rosary with his family every mm-hmm. day. And I'm like, what the heck? How could that possibly be? So my kids were like 9 and I don't know, they were younger. Yeah. So we decided, all right, we're going to make a commitment. And we've, pretty much said the rosary at least, 5 times a week in that family room or, in the car driving home. And it's never our holiest hour. And we do it out of obedience and out of love for our mother. But we don't always, it just brings the family together. And mm-hmm. then we talk about things. And it's definitely been the hedge. Like when we were saying the rosary the other night, I was like looking at my rosary in the circle. And I was literally, when I'd say a Hail Mary, I'd be visualizing placing one of my family members inside that circle.
Oh, wow.
And so that's what it is. It's an ark, it's an ark. It's an ark of safety. And I remember one time Murphy was, he's usually like upside down when we're praying or his feet are up in the air when he was little. So he was like laying there and he was going 1, 2, like during the middle of it. I'm like, 4, 13. I'm like, Murphy, come on, let's focus, focus. He goes, I am focusing. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm counting how many Marys are in this room.
So awesome.
And there's 15 Marys around our family room. But that's what, that surround that place, find yes. that place in your home, create a space, make it a spot. And even if your whole family is not on board with everything, just once a day, go in there and pray out loud and yes. invite them in.
Yeah, that's great. And I love the fact that you said it doesn't have to be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, I got to watch Chris Stefanik. He did Facebook Live and he was doing the rosary with his family.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, they're also going to be so holy and they're going to be kneeling down and there's going to be incense wafting and beautiful candles. No, they were all like laying out all over the couches.
Yes.
He had his one little girl kept on playing with his hair.
She was so cute.
During the whole time. And he just stayed so calm and compassionate and kind and just loving. And it was the most beautiful image
yeah.
of family.
It really was.
And family time and them praying together. So it doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah, it really reminded me of our family. And ironically, Murphy is now dating one of his daughters.
That is amazing.
So we pray for Murphy and Genevieve and their relationship.
Catholic royalty right there. That's so cool. So
and Rachel's getting married soon. So
yes.
Do we know that? Do people know that?
Well, they do now.
So you need to be one. You and Matt need to be one of our family keepers.
Yes.
So we're going to, and we can sign you up for that June date,
Uh-huh.
The novena, each of these periods are 9-day periods for
right.
the novena, which represents the time, when Jesus left and then the Holy Spirit came. So you can sign up for a specific 9 days or just any 9 days. So Rachel, I'm personally inviting you out loud in public to be a family keeper. Would you like to participate?
I think I might have to now. You call me out in public. So
okay, so now we've got Rachel as a new family keeper and donor, and I think Rachel, you've got some other donors to tell us about.
I do have a donor to announce. So we've got a couple more now. So Susan M. from Kennesaw says, thankful for Mari, who continually leads people closer to
Amen.
Our Lord. John I. from Woodstock, thank you so much, John. And so I imagine that those of you listening right now are just so enthralled by this that you've forgotten that your phone is in your hand with about 8 digits. So we need to keep dialing 470-508-1160. Don't forget that 60 at the end,
on
and call in. I know this is a very interesting hour and you don't want to miss a single second of it. But, while you're listening on your radio, just type in thequestatlanta.com and you can go click the donate button. It's that easy.
Right.
But go on and call in. We've got about 12 minutes left in the hour. So please,
okay.
Our goal is to get to 30 people. I think that was somewhere around 10, 11 that we're at right now. So 20 more. You can do this.
We can do that. And we're going to actually start the novena on St. Joseph's feast day, which is Friday.
Right. Okay. Yep.
So we're going to go ahead and work over the next couple days to lay out the schedule and to create the prayer. But basically, we're going to ask people to say a rosary for the 9 days in a row and then a short prayer. But
yep.
So
It won't be overwhelming. It won't take you more than 15, 20 minutes or so.
And it's just the 9 days. I mean, the rest of the year, you just get to sit back and bask in the comfort of the intercessory prayers coming your way.
Exactly.
And we're also going to try to do a couple of events here, you know, like to invite the family keepers to come to the Adoration Chapel, our family room, and then have a little special prayer time. And we'll be having masses said too for the family keepers.
We will. We will. So it's very exciting. So we just thank you so much, listeners, for your support of the quest, because Catholic radio is so beautiful and it's so amazing. And this is how you're the ones who sponsor it. You're the ones who make it possible for us to share our faith with each other and to just come together and offer these hedges of protection and offer these opportunities to pray and to grow. You know, some of the topics, when I laid out and shared with some people that we were going to be talking about the family room, and that's what the new show was going to be. I had so many people say, oh my gosh, here's some great topics. So here are some of the topics, you know, we're going to be talking about things that are important to marriages and families. So it could be anything from how to bless your husband and bless your wife to how to deal with the loss of a child or how to, maybe you ended up having to get divorced. So how do you deal with divorce or separation?
Right.
It could be family communication tips or maybe even something fun like family vacations and how to do that. How to keep your kids Catholic once they leave home. Amen. I know a lot of our listeners, you guys have asked, you've said, I want to be able to apply my faith to my life and I want to be able to share my faith. How can I do that more effectively? So we'll give you some ideas about that. How about life with a prodigal? We'll talk about that, a prodigal, and then what to do about that.
I have a life with a saint.
You do. Grace is here. We should have made Grace talk while we were here. Grace is here, her beautiful daughter, Janice's beautiful daughter. And just practical tips. Retrouvé, which is a beautiful marriage ministry. We'll talk about that. We've actually got a couple already saying they'd love to come on and talk about how it saved their marriage. So just a lot of, and also real things, you know, like real tough issues. You know, Janice, you just said the family room is not a perfect place.
No.
We've got some tough issues in our society. And we know that you guys out there are really saying, how do I live through these tough issues and face and speak about these tough issues and do it through a lens of faith and do it through a lens of the truth, the biblical truth and wisdom and the wisdom that comes from our beautiful Catholic Church as well.
Hey, so even Rachel is keep holding up, you know, signs for us here. So let her jump in there.
You got another donut?
I can see on our phone line that calls just keep popping in. So I just got the message to remind you guys that if you are calling and you're getting a busy signal, you can call again, but you can also go to thequestatlanta.com or call. Just keep calling 470-508-1160. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go on and thank the donors we're getting now, but I see them popping in. Still popping in. So thank you to, let's see where we left off. Let's see, Jerry T. from Atlanta. Thank you, Jerry T. I think we haven't said John I. yet. So John I. from Woodstock. And here's a nice message from Toy M. from Manassas, Virginia. Toy says, not Catholic and no longer lives here, but loves the station.
Whoa.
So thank you so much to our amazing donors.
I've got to call out Toy. Toy and I have been friends for probably 30 years.
Wow.
And Toy is an amazing, amazing sister in Christ. And as she said, she's not Catholic, but she listens to us every week.
Well, you know, I felt like I really felt that in my spirit that there was somebody right now listening that is not Catholic who's never called this channel, like would almost have to go in a closet to call because they would feel like, why am I even calling a Catholic channel? But there's somebody who I really want to be part of our intercessory team. So you're out there, you know who you are because the Holy Spirit is like totally falling on you right now. And they're asking you to call and be a part of the family keepers. And you don't have to make it in this hour. I mean, we're not starting until Friday, but you can even call after that because we're going to be starting it on Friday. But there's somebody out there and you know who you are. I can feel it. They're right there. Just go ahead and call. Just pick up the phone, 470-508-1160.
Exactly.
And a friend of mine, Kim, also had emailed me yesterday and wanted to be a part of it, but I'm not sure if she's gotten to be a part yet.
Great. Oh, listeners, we are so excited. We're so excited for the ways that God is working through the station and working through you and your lives. If you have ideas for the family room, topics that you want to hear about, or if you've got speakers that you think would be great to come share their wisdom, they're experts, maybe through their life experience or maybe through their professional experience, please reach out to us here at The Quest. You can always reach out to us at info@thequest.com and we will get that message. They'll get it to me. You can also send it to my email here at The Quest. So I'm, Mari@thequest.com, Quest Atlanta, sorry.
That's M-A-R-I.
Yeah, so Mari, M-A-R-I, at thequestatlanta.com, and right. You can send a message straight to me. We're also going to be letting you know what our topic is and who we got speaking, so you can also let us know what questions you have for those people as well.
Cool.
Yes.
I know we have a very short time, but I've been saying a novena, and it's amazing. If you guys haven't done the Surrender Novena, mm-hmm. do that. I wanted to share that. Plus, one more resource is there's Stations of the Cross for the in the coronavirus age that actually, Rachel, you updated that for us last year. Yes. So we're going to put that on our sheet, because on our sheet we're also going to have some other resources.
Yes,
but the Surrender Novena is
it's beautiful. So Janice, we close in prayer every time we finish up an hour. So those of you who've called in, please keep calling in. We thank you so very much, all you donors. And Janice, yes, I would love for you to pray that as our closing prayer.
You know, and the fun thing about the Surrender Novena, besides Rachel, I've had a few others that I've been a confirmation sponsors for, or godparents. And so I called them all, texted them all, and said, what can I pray for you this, when I'm going to say this 9-day novena? Found out, you know, Louie's wife is pregnant, and, you know, Georgia's, you know, asking for some special prayers for her mom. So it was really cool. So I'm in the middle of a novena for them. Mm. And it's the Surrender Novena. And if you've never done it, it is a powerhouse. So just look it up and, oh my. So I was doing it before, so I'm going to do it again. But so I'm on day 7. So I'm going to go ahead and read day 7 to close us out. Is that okay? Right. Is timing right? Yep. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we surrender all to you. We surrender. So day 7, I perform miracles in proportion to your full surrender to me and to your not thinking of yourself. I sow treasure troves of graces when you are in the deepest poverty. No person of reason, no thinker, has ever performed miracles, not even among the saints. He does divine works whoever surrenders to God. So don't think about it anymore. Just don't think about it, because your mind is acute, and for you it's very hard to see evil and to trust in me and to think and to not think of yourself. But do this for all of your needs. Do this all of you, and you will see great continual silent miracles. I will take care of things, and I promise this to you. And then you say this 10 times. I'll just say it once, but you say, oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything.
Amen. Jesus, I surrender myself
to you. Take care of everything.
Love it. So listeners, once again, we thank you. And we will be, you'll be hearing encore presentations of Shelter and Peace for several more weeks, but we'll be coming on the air hopefully within the next 5 weeks or so with our new show. Please pray for us, The Family Room, because God's kingdom begins at home.
Thank you, Mari, for letting me be a part of this.
Thank you, Janice.
And thanks, Rachel. Thanks. And all of you listeners out there, we're praying for you.
We are. See you soon.